This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This is National Public Health Week. This year's focus is on the one-third of Americans who are obese. Obesity causes many problems, from failing hearts to bad backs. Yet doctors often are reluctant to counsel patients on weight loss. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports on efforts to change that.
For much of her adult life, Chris has been obese. Doctors nagged her to lose weight, but rarely gave her useful information about how. Even worse, it seemed that her doctors were often judgmental.
It's not that I was looking for any compassion or soft notes, but it was just that I got the feeling they don't understand how hard it is and how tough it is to lose weight.
On this day, Chris has come to a doctor who does understand. When Larry Cheskin sees patients like Chris for the first time, he often opens the conversation with a question.
Have you experienced prejudice or felt that opportunities or the way people judged you was different because of your weight? And I'd like to talk to you about that because I think that's unfair, but it's sometimes a reality of our society.
Chris knows that kind of bias, and sometimes it's come from doctors.
When you go in, I think they just put blinders on, looking at overweight. You know, you're overweight. I know it, and everybody else who looks at me can tell.
Cheskin says a simple statement of empathy can make a difference. He's a thin man with a soft voice and informal manner. He runs the Johns Hopkins Weight Management Center. Once a week, Chris makes a two-hour round-trip drive to this doctor's office north of Baltimore. Cheskin has helped her, and he's also teaching other doctors how to talk to patients about losing weight. Today, David Riedel is sitting in as Cheskin meets Chris and his other patients. Riedel is a first-year medical resident wearing a white lab coat.
David, is this the first time you've really had any specific teaching in how to manage people for weight management?
We don't really have a whole lot of this type of stuff in medical school, and this is probably the first experience in a real weight management center.
When another patient, a woman named Bernice, arrives, Cheskin asks her to tell her story. Bernice talks about how a medical office can be an unwelcoming place. She tells the story of the time her doctor ordered a CAT scan, but a hospital technician refused to let her get into the machine.
I was weighing 389 pounds, and because of the machine, it's on some kind of rubber padding, and if I got on it, it would break.
Bernice used that slight as a motivator. She lost over 40 pounds and came back to get the CAT scan. Her story is no surprise to Cheskin. Several years ago, he did a study of 7,000 women and found that obese women are less likely to get gynecological exams and most preventive tests, such as pap smears and clinical breast exams, even though they are at a much higher risk of cervical, ovarian, and breast cancer. Cheskin's survey did not answer why these women get less preventive care. It may be they are embarrassed to get tests that require taking off their clothes, or, as Cheskin tells the visiting doctor, it could be a doctor's bias.
Have you in yourself or seen other people make a judgment or decide not to do a certain type of test because of their weight?
I think that we try to apply the preventive screening tools to everyone equally.
That's reassuring to Cheskin. He spends the morning showing Riedel how weight management works. It's an intensive approach that mixes medicine with exercise and nutrition advice and group counseling sessions. Each patient is different. For some, genetic factors cause obesity. For others, it might be depression or simply lifestyle. The diet that helps one person may not work for the next. It's time for Riedel to get back to his hospital duties. But first, Cheskin wants to know.
Are there things that you can translate into action when you go back to Hopkins Hospital and start seeing patients again?
Yeah, I've seen that there are a lot of different people that have issues with their weight, a lot of different factors that kind of contribute to that.
Cheskin thinks those are some pretty good lessons from the day. As Riedel leaves, Cheskin gets ready for his next patient, a new one. He'll spend an entire hour talking to her, trying to figure out what will work in her case to help her lose weight and keep it off. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.